Oliver Sacks knew he was dying. He got the grim diagnosis in February. We met only a few times, but those meetings touched my life and my career profoundly. A car accident after college fractured my pelvis, my sacrum, and my skull, and severed the ligaments in my left knee. It also stole my sense of smell, and with it, my dream of becoming a chef. I was 23 and a recent transplant to New York City. Feeling distraught and alone, I wrote a letter to Dr. Sacks. I'd heard he didn't use the internet. A few weeks later came his handwritten response, the penmanship scrawling and thick. He invited me to meet. I was ecstatic, certain that he would know how to help me recover my sense of smell or learn to live without it. After all, he was Oliver Sacks. In the first 5 minutes of our first meeting, however, he told me, quietly, that he didn't know much of anything about smell, though he was interested in learning more. I felt immediately devastated. But we met several more times, just to talk. He didn't offer answers, but he gave me time. Unhurried, generous amounts of time. I took strength from his comfort with not knowing answers. I began writing a book about my experience. Dr. Sacks empowered me to go out and report, to look at myself with empathy, to find the thread in a story that otherwise made no sense to me. Sacks wrote recently about dying and the comfort he got from surrounding himself with metals and minerals, little emblems of eternity, as he put it. His desk was covered in those little emblems when I visited his office. He once held a craggy, bright yellow rock under my nose and asked me to identify it by scent alone. I couldn't smell a thing. A year later, he held it up again, and I registered a pungent, biting aroma. Sulfur, periodic element 16. He asked me what it smelled like. A volcano, I said.